got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Now your friends start texting your phone. They wanna get messed up when they get home.
Okay, here we go. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm Chris Cote.
And I'm Todd Richards, and welcome, ladies and germs.
Todd, what's been up? How you been? What's been happening?
How's your pandemic going so far?
So far, you know, up and down. Pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
You might, if you're listening right now, you might notice that, yeah, we are remote. And that's not because we're in a fight. That's not because Todd doesn't like me anymore. That's because Todd's a block away, quarantined in his home, as am I.
Social distance yourself. But I'm starting to figure out that I was social distancing way before it was cool.
You were a shut-in before it was cool to be a shut-in?
It's pretty much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you're listening to this, sorry, it's a little bit delayed. Obviously, there's been things happening. Podcasting is right there. It's probably my top 10 priorities, the Monday Mass podcast. It's up there. I'm not belittling the importance and the weight of this podcast, but, you know, family safety, self-security, toilet paper, these are things that rate above the podcast, hence the delay of just a couple days, right?
Can we talk about going to the grocery store for a second?
Oh, yeah. I mean, tell me.
Pandemic news.
You tell me, Todd. And
is there a pandemic news section?
Brought to you by Lysol Disinfectant. You know, I felt like the goal of this was to not talk pandemic,
it.
But it's hard and it's impossible not to talk pandemic, COVID, Corona. So it'll be, we'll just sprinkle that in amongst the fun action sports news.
I think that's smart, Chris. I think we shouldn't talk about it. It's
yeah.
been talked about enough. People want to hear about other stuff.
I mean, we know about it, right? It's out there.
Well, I mean, I'm just trusting that my government is doing the best they can for us.
And I'm trusting that you and I are not the media outlet to be listening to regarding anything official.
We are not.
Because we're doing, we do what we can. So let's get into what we're going to talk about on the show. It's a different type of show. We're going to talk about Julian Wilson's board slide, of course. We're going to talk about a bunch of rad stuff that's on ThrasherMagazine.com right now. We're going to talk about things to do while quarantined. And all that. But before we get there, Todd, you know what time it is.
It's our sponsor hookup.
Our sponsor block. That's right. Adventure.io. Look, this whole thing, eventually, we know, is going to be over and behind us. And we're just going to have to get out there and have some fun after all this. And Adventure.io. And again, we are not trying to sell you shit right now. But what I'm saying is Adventure.io will be a great outlet after all this shit is over to get back out there and get having fun, Todd. And you and I are going to have adventures soon.
Yeah, we're talking about that Waco trip.
A Waco adventure, BSR Surf Resort with Chris and Todd. And that's something that will live with you forever because we will commentate the session for you, about you, with you, and we'll surf with you. It's going to be great. By that time, we can basically go tandem. It's going to be all good.
I know. We'll just be like, we won't stop hugging.
No, it'll be great. We're going to share microphones, the whole deal. But we'll update you on that. Thank you, Adventure.io. That is our light at the end of the tunnel, doing fun stuff there. K2 snowboarding, of course. Snowboarding is at risk of being postponed. In terms of getting on the lifts and all that type of stuff, that's not saying you can't go hike, right? I mean, Todd, what have you heard about snowboarding and people being able to do it? What's going on there?
People are still snowboarding. You know, it's you just can't ride a lift.
Okay.
So people are still, I mean, of course the irony is that it started dumping as soon as this whole thing, I mean, started to take place. So people are hiking around in Tahoe and places where it's been snowing, and it's been snowing like crazy in Colorado, in Tahoe, Jackson Hole, Salt Lake. So people are kind of using split boards and they're going up, and they're still, you can still get it. You just got to go old school a little bit.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Stay safe out there. Of course, you're not going to have, you know, ski patrol and all that to help. So don't be stupid.
Yeah, that'd be dangerous. We can talk about this in snowboarding.
Yeah,
news, but
we'll get to snowboarding. What else we got? Panikin Coffee and Tea. They are
support
our beacon. They are
local.
Still open and still serving as of now.
Support your local businesses.
And
seriously.
So if you don't know, Todd and I, we have secret, extra special handshakes every time we go into Panikin.
I use my eyes now.
Now it's a heart eyes emoji. It's a shaka.
How's your eye handshake going?
My eye shakes are going great.
Sick.
But you know, this is, I know a lot of people have been out there being proponents of supporting local business, and it's really true. A couple ways you can do it from what I've read and from what I've heard is, of course, you know, smartly and safely going to these local spots to get your coffee, to get your takeout orders and all that, but also buying gift cards for future use. Let's say you buy a Panikin gift card and you just hang on to it until everything washes over and you can go back there. You're going to be spending the money anyway. So buy a gift card now and use it later, right?
Yeah.
Were you not listening? Were you not listening to me?
No, I was thinking about something else that was for coming for later. But, you know, you can also order online because Panikin has a mad supply of coffee that they will send it to you.
And don't use the mask code just this month. Just go full pop. I love, that's actually a great point, Todd. Order your Panikin coffee and tea online. I actually made my own this morning because when I went to my coffee run, it was raining. So I just made my own Panikin at home. It's not as good as when the boys make it, but I'm sure you at home can figure out how to make it as good. But you got to get the beans. You got to have those Panikin coffee and tea beans.
And if you go to your local businesses, don't shy from that tip jar, because a lot of these people are just as confused.
True.
And if you have the means, drop a little in the tip jar, because they're the ones on the front line of this thing.
Tip up.
So there.
Tip up. Chemistry surfboards.
I have a board coming.
I heard you just went surfing, actually.
I did. I actually just went surfing. It is one of the few activities that you can do still.
And what? I'm sure for surfboard shapers who are among the most shut-ins, they like to shut themselves in a room full of chemicals and do their art.
They're wearing respirators.
They
all
have
the
masks.
But these are the people that rely on those masks for a living. So if they can't get those masks, they're just like wrapping dirty socks around their face. So
True.
They'll be not so healthy later.
Yeah, but hey, you know what? Go online. Order a board. Why not? UOnline.com, our home. UOnline, we just got news that Chris Cantori, San Diego radio legend, no longer on the radio airwaves, but that could be good news for all of us because Cantori will be going fully online. And
really?
Yeah, Cantori is a ripper, a ruler, and he will be talking to you. He's got a podcast, Cantori and You. So go to uonline.com and check it out. It's going to be awesome. And you know, Todd, you know we've been on that new greens.
I am. Hey, there's no better time to be healthy than right now. So if you've been putting off being healthy because it wasn't cool, guess what? It just got real cool.
Yeah, real cool, real quick. And I have to reiterate, we're not trying to sell you shit. All of our sponsors do have something to do with what we're talking about. And we know there's a lot of uncertainty money-wise and all that, but going to the New Greens website or at New Greens on Instagram and arming yourself with health is not going to hurt you. It is going to help you.
I've been freebasing vitamin C for like the past week.
Me
like,
too.
Like seriously. Like to the point where like they say if you take too much vitamin C, you can get diarrhea. I have diarrhea now.
Oh, good. I mean, not good. Sorry. That's not good. Vitamin C has a way of adding some heat to said diarrhea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of. Isn't that weird? It adds some spice, which is it.
Hot rhea.
If you drink too many emergencies and all that, it burns on the way out. So just, yeah, maybe back off on the C and just lean into the new greens. NanoCraft CBD?
Yeah, I've been dropping a lot of NanoCraft CBD.
Yeah.
Because,
same.
You know, stay healthy. Stay anti-inflamed.
Anti-inflammatory and guess what? Anti-anxiety. Nothing brings on my anxiety like a pandemic. Thank you, NanoCraft CBD. And last but definitely not least, this is a product, right, that literally has been providing myself, my partner, my girlfriend, my family with joy and activity and a release and a relief, hair
it
in the wind, riding around. Oh, yeah. Super 73. Todd, I've been riding this. I know you have, too. You get outside, you get on your Super 73, and you rip around, and you feel better.
You do feel better. It's just, I don't know. It's even just, it's amazing that that something that's so simple can provide so much joy.
Yeah. Super 73.
Really like, honestly, I haven't really driven that much because of the Super 73.
Is Audi pissed? Are they kind of hitting you up going, hey, dude, seeing you on your bike again. When are you going to get back in the A6 or whatever it is?
I think we're cool. I think, you know, who knows? Who knows when things are gonna happen again?
I could see you flying down Highway 101 on your Super 73 bike with a AR-15 under one shoulder, like zombie apocalypse.
Have you seen that commercial? It's a meme that's like, it's like, at what point can we start wearing Mad Max outfits?
Oh yeah,
just like Mad Max outfit on a Super 73. Well, I will rule the wasteland like Lord Humongous.
I hope it doesn't come to that, because I do not want to see you in assless chaps. That's just me, though. That's just me.
Say that now.
Those are our sponsors. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting them. Yeah. Do it. All of our sponsors have something to offer, so get on it.
Let's get into surf news. Good times.
Yeah, the fun stuff. Okay, surf news.
What do we start
with? Well, we don't really have to tell everybody that the championship tour is canceled till Brazil and all that stuff, because I think they know that.
Yeah, when is Brazil, though?
May.
May.
Stuff is indefinitely postponed until May. So definitely April, the Australian leg is off.
Mm-hmm.
All the QS events, all the CT events, Pro Juniors, it's all on hold.
Yep.
Okay.
I had a conversation with Josh Kerr the other day. He's on the Gold Coast right now with his family, and they kind of suspect that they had it.
Oh, really?
Like Josh and Sierra and Nikki, like, I think they all kind of went through it. Like, they've been living there for a few months now, and this was the same day that, like, Tom Hanks is on the Gold Coast too, I guess.
Right.
So, you know, I guess it's running rampant over there. But he said he had it. It was nasty. You know, he said he didn't get tested, but he's like, look, I will bet you anything that we had it.
Yeah. Crazy. So, well, you know, and I've seen a lot of people posting things. I know the WSL posted something on yesterday's Surf Breaks, hosted that day by Hunter Jones, shout out. Basically asking, what do you guys want to see? The WSL has decades of video, classic contest footage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, years of content. So I thought that was, I thought it was pretty cool that they put that out there. What do you want to see? Comments went wild. People want to see classic matchups, Kern and Aki. They want to see wipeouts. They want to just see beautiful, tropical destinations with people surfing.
Right.
And so WorldSurfLeague.com will be I'm sure they're going into, you know, hyperdrive, creating content, getting it out there. I do have some super sneaky secret news for you guys, for you, Todd, for everybody. We got a new show debuting on Thursday.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's I'm not, I can't give it all away now, but it's a it's a WSL Studios show hosted by myself and co-hosted by Erica Hosseini. And it's a weekly show. It's in a studio and we're very proud and excited to drop it on Thursday.
Very cool.
March 19th. It's coming soon. More
so and something to look,
yeah, we
something
have something
to
something to watch. Speaking so that's exciting. We'll talk more about that next week when it comes out. Other shows WSL dropping now that you guys can all watch if you haven't. All In with Kanoa Igarashi and Steph Gilmore. It's a rad documentary style competition show. Follows them the ins and outs. The Lineup with Dave Proden just had what many people are calling their best episode yet of the Lineup podcast with Mick Fanning talking sharks, talking, you know, death, life, joy, sadness, everything. Mick opens up. He opens his heart, pours it out to Dave Proden. So if you haven't listened to that, check that out.
Very cool.
In terms of viewing pleasure, I'm very excited later today to watch episode 4 of Weird Waves.
But didn't it already come out?
It already came out. I just haven't come around to watching it.
Oh, it's good.
The artificial waves version.
It's just, it's really, like, the way that that show is edited and just, you know, the places that they go, and it's just, it's really, Dylan is, he's a great personality for it. He's very dry. I don't know. I think it ticks all my boxes as far as, like, something I like to watch. It's weird. It's, like, it's pretty funny. It kind of, like, makes fun of itself simultaneously, so I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I am as well. And you know what's cool about Weird Waves? And I told Dylan this last time I talked to him, was I put it on. My girlfriend, she's been around surfing forever. She surfs, but I wouldn't say she's a surf fan, right? And my kids, they surf, but they don't have the attention span to watch this shit, you know? So I had put Weird Waves on the TV as I was folding laundry. She was making dinner. The boys were playing grab ass or something. They were doing some weird shit in the house. I put this on, it started, and I swear it was like a magnet. They all came and watched it. They watched the whole episode. I mean, staring at the TV, loving it. And we ended up watching 3 more episodes. So we kind of have saved this one to premiere it in the house.
Yeah, it's really good.
Love you, Dylan. Love Weird Waves.
And that's one of the things that I'm pretty sure that you can still do at this point. I mean, we can hear. I don't know what it's. I know that they. Who was in freaking Puerto Rico the other day? I was watching his. Rob Kelly was in Puerto Rico, and they shut the police shut down surfing.
Yeah, I got a friend. I got a friend. Mike Mahoney is in Puerto Rico. Same thing.
Yeah, that's gnarly. I think around here it's a little bit different because they, you know, they want you to get outside and get exercise. And
yeah.
If we don't allow human beings to get exercise while maintaining a reasonable personal space area, like, you're going to have a bunch of more obese people, and that's just going to tax the health system even more. So people need to actually, you know,
exactly.
Exercise.
Exactly. Did you see the new fit? So again, this is like a rare case where Todd and I are off script, unplanned. Usually we're so prepared. Just looking at shit right now, have you seen the new fins that FCS just released?
Which ones? Because I was just over there last week and I got a bunch of fins.
Mick Fanning designed. So we have...
Oh, did those drop already?
Mick Fanning and some Swiss engineers. And you know about those Swiss engineers.
Oh, yeah.
These are cool-ass looking fins. All carboned out. Precision swish engineering matched with highly evolved templates. Efficient foils. The H4s, they're called. And I'm looking at these things, and all I can think is, I'd like to try these. They look awesome.
So what are they? What kind of, like, what are they, though?
They're a different shape, a unique shape. They're being called by Stab Magazine the most progressive fins in the last decade.
Well, I was over, I went to FCS last week, and big shout out to Todd Prestige, who hooked me up with a bunch of fins. And they were just showing me the whole crazy line. Like, I've never been, like, I'll get a set of fins and I will ride them into the dirt pretty much, like, that same template. Like, I've really been riding FCF2 reactors forever because I liked them when they were Kelly's, the K2.
Right.
K1, yep. Or K, whatever it was. And I've kind of just been riding the same fins, but I got a set of Kaloi fins. I got a set of Rob's twin fins, some other set of fins. I'm kind of excited to try them out.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
What?
I would say 85% of my boards, maybe even 90, are future fins. I'm a future fins guy. I celebrate FCS fins when I get a board. Because I like the FCS2 where you can click them in. I like that. Yeah. But what was it that first drew you to FCS over futures?
You know, I don't know. I just think I got used to having boards with FCS fins on it. But I will tell you this, that something that was pointed out to me about a week ago that I never really even noticed. And this isn't a shit talk on FCS or anything. I mean, a shit talk on futures or anything. But if you notice the way that the futures mount to the boards, they don't come all the way down flush on the backside of the fin at the base because they can't.
And you feel this through your cutbacks and
no, it was just pointed out to me. I'm sure I don't know. I would never notice, but it was just pointed out to me that that was a thing. And I'm sure for somebody that was like, into that water displacementness.
Yeah.
That you would notice.
Oh, like a water displacementness scientist?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Those guys?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Those guys are cool.
Regardless of how good you are.
It's like trucks on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Like if you like indies or, well, not like trackers, but if you like, yeah, you know.
Regardless of how good you or I surf, Todd, I'd love for both of us to try out these new FCS McFanning Swiss designed fins. Okay. Well, we said we weren't going to talk. We were going to talk positivity. So let's talk about.
I think we should just talk reality.
Yeah. So, this is reality, and this is pretty positive. On surfline.com, breaking news. Olympic surfing still on track despite coronavirus concerns.
Yeah, and that's kind of it's a big deal. I mean, who knows where we're going to be in another month. But right now, they are, it seems to me, and this is just based on what I'm reading or seeing on the internet, which, take it with a grain of salt, is that they're kind of maxing out on, like, they're kind of on the other side of the curve.
Right.
For the virus, so maybe. By the time July rolls around, they'll be in a good position.
Well, we have a quote. So in this Surfline article, there's a picture of the actual...
Is this from Dick Pound from the IOC?
No, but I'd like to meet him.
Which is probably... Anyway, you remember that? Like 2 weeks
ago? Yeah. I think you sent me a picture of Dick Pound, if I'm thinking of the same man.
No, that is actually... When do we get into that?
That's nerd news.
I don't know if that's nerd news.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at a picture right now from March 13th, Shida Beach, and they're fully going for it. Construction, buildings, there's people surfing, there's stuff happening on site. We got a quote here from Fernando Aguirre, the ISA president. Let me see. IOC remains fully committed to the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020. With more than 4 months to go before the Games, there's no need for any drastic decisions at this stage. Any speculation at this moment will be counterproductive, Todd.
Totally. And I think like look what's happened in 4 days.
Right.
Who knows what's going to happen in 4 months.
Yeah, I agree. So that's some good news. And more good news, our guy, our friend, Reef McIntosh took the four ocean wave of the damn decade.
He did?
He did.
Why did I know this? Where is this at?
Why did you not know this is what I want to know.
That's what I just said to you.
Why did I not know this? Well, maybe I'm more of a nerd than you are.
Where do you find this information?
I do a surf news show daily called Surf Breaks.
True.
WSL Surf Breaks. True. You should watch it. If you watch it, you would know. O'Neill's Wave of the Winter releases prize money and gives people big checks and trophies. Jamie O'Brien got the 2019 Wave of the Winter, his second ever Wave of the Winter, $25,000, taking out 20 other surfers.
People need that right now.
Yes. And our guy, Reef McIntosh, got the Wave of the Decade, which is crazy.
Sick.
Reef's a bro.
I'm sure you're going to talk about this next.
Moana Jones getting the Women's Overall Performance Award?
Close, but no.
Jiao Chianca getting the Breakthrough Performer Award?
Cool.
That's all I had to talk about on that subject. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was talking about Julian. But aren't people in China, or are they just in China surfing that tidal bore thing again?
Oh, the Silver Dragon?
Yeah. Did that just go down, or is this someone just posting pictures of it from last year?
I don't know. Now I don't know something, Todd. Oh, interesting. So there is still plenty to talk about in surfing, because guess what? Julian Wilson went out there and fucking shredded a rail.
Broke the internet.
A surf rail.
Broke the surf coconut internet.
Pretty cool, because...
Did you do it first?
So I actually just wrote an article about this for WSL. But basically, so here's the history of the brief history of surf rail surfing, as far as I know it. I know Josh Slay was messing with rails, floating rails. James Caddo was messing with floating rails in Australia. When Transworld Surf, myself included, teamed up with Jeff King at Built to Shred, that was in, what year was that? 2008.
I was there.
I believe wholeheartedly that was the first successful surf rail build.
Who slid it? Like, who actually...
Well, long story short, we got together, my brother, myself, Jeff King, Aaron Checkwood, Mark Hostetter, the whole crew at Transworld, and the whole crew at Built to Shred. We designed the rail. It was kind of like looked like a snow rail. We designed it basically so you could ride onto it, you know, just like you didn't have to ollie, you ride onto it. We built it and put it at Moonlight Beach, and there was a deep spot, and we got fucked up. It just destroyed everybody.
So sketchy.
Not even close. Total disaster. Broke the rail. Jeff King retrofitted it. We brought it to this beach in Carlsbad, a random ass spot. And also the lifeguards told us not to come back at Moonlight. They turned a blind eye until they saw what was happening, and then they had to intervene because we were going to die. So we went to Carlsbad and we set it up. And after about, it worked perfectly there. And after about an hour, I want to say, and there was probably 12 of us trying it, Ricky Whitlock nailed the first one. I nailed the second one. And I want to say Kalani David, at about 12 years old, nailed the third one. Mikey Garino did it. Josh Slay did it. Daniel Shea. Eric Sorensen, I think. I mean, there was a whole crew. And it's pretty... You can actually watch that episode of Built to Shred on YouTube. It's up. But with all that, we tried it again, like a rainbow rail. And it was a total disaster. Nobody even came close. So that's where rail surfing ended, or went in back into its hole, back into its cave. So I thought it was amazing that Julian... So it was Julian Wilson, a film crew, Red Bull Australia. They got together. They built this rail in secret. They tested it in the ocean, kind of more like wake surfing or wakeboarding style. Yeah. Behind a jet ski, going and hitting it over and over. And they brought it to the pool. And if you watch the video, Julian Wilson makes it look so easy.
Yeah, it's and the route that he took to get on was so much different than what you guys how you guys were approaching.
Well, I think it's a it's a totally different beast, right? Because it's a floating rail. You have if you've watched Stabs, the dock, you see it. I mean, once you put anything in water, it's going to behave erratically. The rail that Julian's surfing is trying to kill him the whole time. So the fact that he's surfing it so calmly and just relaxed is not the case. That's just Julian being Julian. He could have easily gotten very injured doing this. And the fact that you saw the line he took,
is
so technical, so difficult. I mean, I think his is more difficult technically than ours was. But again, it's like it's a different beast, right? Because you're in a wave pool, which helps you because you have that predictability.
Did you see like when he kind of, he kind of misjudged it and that wave basically almost, it almost deposited the slide box on his head.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that almost happened to you guys too, but it's that, you could get seriously played.
Our slams were more skate style slams because we were pretty much on a non-moving object. It was shifting a little bit, but we fell onto the rail, into it, under it, around it, folded over it. Whereas Julian's rail was trying to attack him. So the question now becomes, all right, is rail surfing going to be a thing? I doubt it because only the 1% of the 1% of surfers with a skate background can do it or would be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, and I could be wrong, because I don't think a surfer that hasn't skated or wakeboarded or snowboarded, let's say, proficiently would be able to hit a rail because it's so foreign. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, you can't just like figure out, like just when you slide things, it's very, like to be able to anticipate what it's going to do underneath your feet, that's like the hardest part.
Yeah.
Is keeping your balance. And it's like, no one that hasn't had any kind of a background in skate would really, know how to approach it at first. It would really lead to some really hard slams. It's like asking someone that's has kind of limited knowledge on how to ride a skateboard to roll up to a
do a kickflip,
greased up curb, and just slide it, bro.
Just slide it, dude.
Just slide it.
You're fine. And truth be told, Julian Wilson rips at skating. I've skated with him all over the world.
Great. Did you ever see that footage where Julian's? I forget. I think it's at Kai Lenny's house. Kai Lenny has like a mid-size mini ramp where there's like that weird harness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Jules is skating, and he's, just with the harness on. But Julian's good. He can ollie into airs, and, he's got skills.
He's a great, great skater.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that with all this madness happening, that creativity, productivity, I feel like this first week, and I'm experiencing this in my own house. When it first happened, they said, you're quarantined, don't go out, da-da-da. I'm going, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to buckle down. I'm going to fix up the house. I'm going to paint I'm going to do shit around the house. I haven't done anything.
No.
And I feel like that might switch in the second week of quarantine.
I don't know, dude. I think things are going to slowly slide back into their patterns.
That's what she said.
Right.
It took us 3 days to do this podcast. So there you go. Surf news. Like I said, new show coming out on Thursday on worldsurfleague.com. Lots of videos dropping all over the place. So it's not all doom and gloom.
No, and if you have the means to go surfing, go. I mean, seriously, by all means, if you can still go in the water, go in the water. If anything, it brings a sense of like normalcy back into your life. And I think people are craving. I know I am.
Yeah,
I was freaking craving that.
Don't drop in on people. Because then that's not social distancing. That's being a dick.
Surfers have been practicing social distancing for a long time.
Except at Lowers.
Except at Lowers. But you figure you're in like a big saline bath.
Well, you know, it's been proven by science. Surfing can help ease the effects of cystic fibrosis. because of what you just said, the saline, the salt coming into your lungs.
Right.
It's a healthy thing to do.
Okay.
Okay. So hopefully there's going to be video parts dropping and shit. And if you want a surf fix, a couple of ideas that I was thinking of earlier today, the Momentum Files, the Momentum Files is up and running as it always has been. Best shit on there. You know, bone up on your surf video history. Watch Beyond Blazing Boards. Watch Surfers the Movie Take Two. Watch it all. Screw it.
Pull out your old Xbox and play Transworld Surf.
Oh my God, we were just talking about that.
The greatest surf game ever.
Can I come by and borrow your Xbox? Was my next question.
Yeah, I have to dig it up though. I went and started up the PS4 yesterday again.
Nice.
I've got some games that I need to drop back into. We'll talk about that in Nerd.
Okay, you're right. Let's go to Skate News.
Okay, Skate News is brought to you by
Adventure.io. Like we said, we're going to have an adventure coming up. Let's just get through all this bullshit.
We're on Adventure right now, except it's not sanctioned by Adventure.io.
Right. Well, it is sanctioned. It's sponsored by Adventure.io.
Oh, the adventure we're in right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit of a conundrum here. I went skating. I've been skating through this whole ordeal at parks, in the streets, in front of my house, just all over, with and without my kids.
Yep.
Jankum.com actually put out a pretty great article, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but also with factual evidence. Is it safe to skate during the pandemic? Well, yes and no, right? You got to keep your hands clean, which is really hard to do while skating.
Yeah.
You're always touching gross shit when you skate. You're high-fiving sweaty dudes and sweaty girls.
That's straight out.
So don't do that. You can skate in gloves, and this is where you get the fashion pass. If you want to skate in gloves, by all means, you can skate in a mask. I feel like a huge part of me, the biggest part of me, says go skate, have fun. I've been hitting parks. They've been packed. But again, not like on top of each other packed, and that might not be the smartest thing to do. But we've been having a lot of fun getting out and skating. The downside of that, okay, go ahead. You make your point.
Oh, I was just going to say that there's a lot more. I mean, right now there's so many businesses and things and places that were usually a bust to skate that there's no one there right now.
Yeah.
What are like schools? Go to schools, go to like business parks.
Yeah. And skate government buildings. It's time. Well, that's
pretty much like there's people that it's like security has got way bigger fish to fry.
You know, I put out a tweet and a gram story saying, you know, who's going to thrive during all this? Skateboarders.
Yeah, I know. That's what made me think about that.
You liked it. You liked it, huh?
I did.
Did you repost it?
No, I just said it to a bunch of people and claimed it
God,
was me.
I knew you were going to do that. Here's the flip side of that, though. And I thought of this when my youngest son, Roman, who you may know from Scene Reports.
Right.
He's like, Dad, can I drop in the deep end? And I'm going, actually, today's probably not the best day. Mm-hmm. That's when it dawned on me that if one of us eats shit bad, I'm knocking on wood. Do we really want to go to the hospital with a rolled ankle, broken wrist?
That's a perfect example of why, you know, it's the social distancing thing, and that's why we need it, is because people are just assuming that like all the rest of injuries and things that happen to people just have like stopped. But
trust me, if you're locked inside with your family for a week, there will be injuries.
Totally.
Don't do it. So
no.
But I'm always, I mean, there's always a risk of an injury when you skate. And I'm not saying by any means that I was holding back or I was telling the kids to hold back, but it's kind of like, I feel like it's just a subtle thing where you're just like, you know what? You don't have to try to go above and beyond your level. Just go skate for fun.
It's not a good week to figure out mega.
It's not a good week to throw your carcass down a set of stairs.
No.
Per se.
People will.
Can't stop it. If you want to get psyched to skate, and you need the motivation. Thrasher magazine just dropped Spitfire Forever Fire Felper's Last Ride.
I saw that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I love those videos. Raw, In the Streets, The Best of the Best, Grant Taylor, Aishad, Costin. Watch that. Get pumped.
I'll freaking get pumped on that.
Now's the time to let me come skate your backyard ramp. You don't have to skate with me. Now's the time to let me skate your underground garage.
It's better if you don't.
Yeah.
Skate.
I skate alone all the time. So
Cab's
this is...
Cab's got a new mini ramp.
Oh.
I saw him the other day at the Panikin.
Let's...
got a new mini ramp.
I'll only bring one of my kids. How about that? Okay, this was fun. On ThrasherMagazine.com, there's an article called Skate Cruise and Tribalism. Todd, I'm going to ask, which one are you? Are you ready?
Go.
Are you a chomper, crazy handrail, out of control, maniac, piling into the emergency room?
No.
Favorite skaters would be Figgy, Jamie Foy, Leo Romero, and Heath Kurtchart. Favorite videos, Baker TG, Thrill of It All, Jump Off a Building. You ride a Baker or Death Wish board. You wear a 70s concert t-shirt and you smoke doobies.
Nope.
That's not you?
I'm not that guy.
That's not me either.
Who's next?
Drift. I know you're not this guy. A downhill renegades in fucking traffic. GX1000, roll up. Frank Gerwer, Sean Young, Tommy Guerrero. Or is this you?
No.
You ride a deluxe board, Spitfires, OJs. Thrasher shirt, cargo pants. You got a Thrasher hoodie on. Is this you?
No.
These people also are smoking that medicinal chronic. So that's not us.
Isn't that just like the norm?
No, they're segments, Todd.
Oh, okay.
Now we're getting closer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Crabs. Curbs, ramps, alcohol, banks, and slappies. See, I think I'm part crab. This is guys like Jason Adams, Tom Knox, Neil Blender, Over 40 Club. You are riding a Santa Cruz reissue. You're riding rails.
I don't have rails.
Okay. So I think you and I are both part crab.
Okay. What else do we have, though?
Crust. Concrete Renegade Urchin Sculpting Transitions.
No.
Cardiel, Monk, GT, Julian, Rayborn, P. Stone. You have an anti-hero board, independent trucks, Spitfire wheels. You're wearing Vans, Dickies, and a Carhartt vest and beanie. Then you have a trowel and a shovel.
Blue collar shred.
I dress like that, but
I
wouldn't say I'm a crust. Okay, this is where we're getting into Chris and Todd territory the most, I would think. This doesn't define us, but this is as close as we're going to get. Fossil. Fat old skate park slasher includes lappers.
I don't have lappers.
Similar to crabs, but with a lot less skill and more safety equipment. Okay, so maybe that's not us. I think we're a mix of crab and fossil. That would be your favorite skaters, Caballero, Lance Mountain, Tony Hawk, Hosoi. You have a Palo Peralto or a Santa Cruz reissue.
There's got to be another one that's like a conglomerate of all those things.
Well, this could be it. I know we're not this. A kook. Kook. Keyboard, online, offboard, kook.
Yep.
Digital cowboy. You're on the slap message boards all the time.
What about a talkie where we just sit around the sidelines and talk about the old days?
Well, you'd have to come up with an anagram. Is that what those are called? Letters?
Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. There's two more. Bear with me. Trend. Trap music, reverts, emojis, no complies, and dad hats.
Oh, wow. See, I have, like, there's a piece of that. I'm like reverts.
I'm a piece of that. I'm into trendy skateboarding. My beanie
I don't like trap music.
My beanie is barely touching the top of my head right now. Just so you know.
I hate trap music, though.
I like some of that trap music.
Kind of hyped on no complies, though.
Yeah. I like that.
What else we got?
Flags, flat ground ledges, and games of skate.
No.
Shane O'Neill, PJ Ladd, Luan Oliveira, Battle of the Barracks, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that's not us. I have three flat ground tricks. But I did read all the comments below. People are telling what they are. And one of them that I think really called to me was somebody came up with solo. Stoked out lonely ollies. And yeah, that was skate news.
That's 100% us.
Go skateboarding. That's the news there.
Did you see Zane Timpson's the Earth Goblin part?
Oh my god.
It's insane. And it's cool because I surf with Zane's dad like kind of a lot.
Zane's dad keeps me well updated with Zane clips. Thank you.
But Zane is a maniac, dude. Like, and you can tell that he kind of grew up here at the Y, like skating vert.
That's sick.
He's got super good tranny skills, but he's also just like a wrecking ball in the streets. He's rad.
One of Encinitas's finest skate exports, and that's saying a lot because Encinitas has a lot of great skaters.
Yep, that's for sure. He's one of the gnarliest. He was born in Encinitas, but I think he had NorCal in his soul.
I think so too. I'm right there with you. What else we got? Bam! That was skate news.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to snowboard news.
Snowboarding news is presented by K2 Snowboarding. They got one of the best teams in the game. You should go to their Instagram and watch all their shit. They are.
They're still out there working. Pat Moore, Sage Kotzenberg. These dudes are out, and they're still out there, and they're still trying to get stuff done, all while maintaining a safe distance from one another on snowmobiles.
The last five times I've snowboarded, I've had a face mask on. Does a snowboard face mask do anything similar to a, what are those, like, M3? Yeah, like the cloth masks?
Well, I mean, if you cough, it's caught in there.
So don't share snowboarding masks.
No, and another thing too. I mean, if it's, you know, just if you're still snowboarding out there, we all have to be smart. But just, you know, just do what you need to do, but still enjoy yourself.
Like that. That's a great sentiment. Snowboarding has been affected harder than surfing and skating for sure.
Sorry, kids. Snowboarding's closed. The moose out front should have told you. Like, how crazy was it? Like, last week I was like, yeah, well, maybe I'll, you know, the kids are out of school. Maybe I'll just take them up to Tahoe. Like, within an hour, every ski resort was closed. Psycho.
Well.
And that's when it got, like, real, real for me.
You know.
Was when they closed everything.
It really does make you kind of more aware of your surroundings. Because when you think of snowboarding, the first thing that comes to your mind is sliding down the mountain. Second thing, maybe sitting on the lift. What you don't think about is packing into a gondola, which is not a wise thing to do right now. Standing in a lift line. When you're snowboarding, it's wet, it's cold, there's coughing happening. So if you do go snowboarding, hike in, hike out, but please be safe.
That's right.
But there is pros and cons here. City snowboarding.
Yeah.
Just like city skateboarding.
I think at this point, it's, you know, that ship has sailed because, you know, it's getting to be a little bit warmer. Moving into the springtime, you don't really get those in-city days right now. You know, we're in a transitional period where usually people are moving away from urban and they're moving into the backcountry because that's where the goods are.
Sorry. That's the only thing I could think of to say.
But I think right now, you know, just with all the resorts being closed and there's a lot of people complaining that they got to they basically were arriving at the ski resort when the ski resort shut down. And it's, you know, this is just, life has thrown you some shit. Like, boohoo, I guess it sucks. You're going to lose money. Some people are going to lose money on their passes. But at the end of the day, you can still go snowboarding. You can still hike. You may just have to earn it a little bit more, and that will make you appreciate it more. And I think that the biggest thing that we're going to see out of this is next season, when all of these companies are going to be super, super late on their deliveries of their snowboard goods.
Right.
And I think that's going to, you know, if you can spend money next year, do it, because it's going to be really important to keep the snowboard industry alive.
Yeah. Buy new shit.
buy new shit. But there's, you know, I got a lot of friends that were coming back last week from Europe. You know, they, some people got to Europe and had to get right back on the plane and come back again. I know that, right now our good friend Curtis Cizik, another K2 rider, is, he's sailed up into Canada from Washington State, and now they're stuck there because they closed the border.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, there's all kinds of – this is the kind of shit that you'll turn around and you'll laugh at over beers in 6 months, be like, well, what happened to you? I mean, but at the same time, you know, it is going to be really, really rough for some people because there are people fucking dying.
Yeah.
So
it's no joke.
Nope.
I stopped making coronavirus jokes – 4 days ago to this day.
Was that the last time I sent you a link to a man on a man sitting on a bed?
Yeah. If you don't know what link we're talking about, have you really even been quarantined? Do you
man time of the year, the time of the person of the year. You know, I found out we should just talk about this, right?
Okay,
now.
Wait, let's transition to nerd news then.
All right,
if we're
going to
be talking about dicks,
let's go.
Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Buy it online. Have it delivered to your house.
That's right.
Drink up.
If you're in town, go in. Don't touch anything and support local businesses.
Don't you fucking touch anything.
So anyway, so...
Damn, was that a joke? No, that was serious. Go ahead.
It seems like the official mascot of the coronavirus is a 10 or 12-year-old meme of a well-endowed African-American man sitting on a bed, and apparently he died a while ago,
2011.
Yeah, it's very sad because that guy was, he's a national treasure now.
Yeah,
but there was a lot of links with a homie hidden in them, you know, and it's just, it would just like, people were so panicked for information like 3 days ago that you could literally send the most obvious, like, the link is so obviously horrible, like, you don't want to click on it, but like, the wrapping around the link was legit, so you would automatically click on it. And I fell for it, like, 3 times in one day.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I fell for it a few times.
Then we were just over it, and we just started sending pictures, like, full blow up pictures of the dude. Fuck the link. We're not even trying to hide it anymore, just to make each other feel better.
Now it's become a Photoshop challenge.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
But that's nerd
love
news.
It. Love it or hate it, it's going around.
Whatever. It is going around. Hey, did you see what the movie companies are doing? Like, I think Universal has been. They're dropping some of the movies they were going to have coming to the theaters pretty soon. They're dropping them. On iTunes and stuff. Did you step?
I love that.
That's really
great.
Cool.
That's great news.
I do think that this may be a bit of a social experiment as far as like movies coming to. We had talked about this a while ago, just about how movies would maybe come to the house. Like, would you pay? Let's say Star Wars or something, or some big movie comes out, right?
Yeah.
And you can go to the theater and experience it the way that you should by sitting in, you know, and having the full Dolby surround sound and everything. But would you pay $50 to see it in your house on day one?
I wouldn't pay 50.
Well, I'm saying if you took your kids to go see a movie, that's the kids' tickets, like whatever the average price of like four people watching a movie would be.
Right.
Would you pay that to watch it at home?
I mean, that's the thing. It would be $100 and something to take my family of four to the movies, but
it'd be $80, like, because tickets are still like $20, right?
Well, let's say the most I would pay for a movie at my house is $20.
Really?
For now.
You wouldn't pay more for it.
I don't.
For
a day, I mean,
for
maybe
in the theater,
30. What's a movie you're excited about seeing right now?
I don't know.
I want to see what's that one? The new Guy Ritchie movie, The Gentlemen.
Okay.
I would pay $30 to watch that tonight. But you tell me this: has your internet been slower than normal?
No.
Mine is.
Really?
Cox, God, it's Cox, damn it.
It is Cox, dude. We have AT&T. It's like blazing fast. I'm like, I'm downloading 4 movies, uploading 3 movies. Cam's on the PS4 playing Apex. Like, it's just humming over here.
Dude, I'm switching. And Cox, who do love this podcast, if you're listening, you're about to lose me. You're about to lose me, and I'm never coming back. I'm going to AT&T.
I will send them a link on Trump contracting coronavirus.
And can the AT&T guy come set my shit up at my house?
I don't know about that.
Damn it.
Hey, I can't take this slow internet. You know, I forgot to mention this in snowboard news, and this is actually nerd news because I'm a hella nerd. But I had a book. I had a book that came out in 2005.
I was going to bring this up. I was going to give you praise and accolades for this.
You can go ahead and
do that. Todd, my podcast partner.
Hello.
My buddy. My spirit animal.
Go for it.
My beautiful friend. Thank you very much for doing a bootleg audio book of your own book.
Yeah.
And that's a full compliment. Because I told you a year or two ago, you need an audiobook of your biography, right?
Yeah.
And now we have it. It's on YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's here.
Tell me about it.
Yep.
How did you do this?
Well, I've been talking about doing it for a long time. Like, we had been talking about it. And then I basically... just yesterday, I just started reading the book, and I mean, I dropped a half an hour. I'm just gonna keep it going. I mean, it's no big deal. So what I end up doing is I read the book, but I also give like inside backstories, a little bit more in depth, you know, conversations about what's happening in the book and where these scenes are playing out, and you know, the director's cut, essentially.
I like it, behind the scenes.
You guys, if you're into this, you can go to my Instagram page. It's at B Todd Richards, and then click the link, and it will take you there. Because I had to post it up on YouTube. I tried to post it to Instagram TV, but it wouldn't upload for some reason. I don't know how to do it.
Who is this? Some other Todd Richards has a YouTube page, and he's got some weird shit on here.
Really?
Yeah.
What's on there?
It's like remixes.
Definitely not me, bro.
Are you listening to the Bling Bling 2020 remix by any chance?
No, pretty much no.
Okay. No. All right. Well, I'll go to your Instagram and listen to it.
Yeah, just go check it out. And then, you know, have everyone check it out. Oh, another nerd news thing is, as I was saying, I fired up the old PS4.
Yeah.
And... I'm back in, dude.
What are you playing? What are you playing right now?
Well, Doom Eternal comes out on Friday, so I'll be playing the living shit out of Doom.
Tight.
I freaking love that game.
And you just order that online, and it comes straight into.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere, which is great. You can just, you know, I don't know, like all the internet companies say that they're boosting up their bandwidth. Well, I don't know if the fucking they're up their speeds or, you know, and the amount of the limits and things like that are being boosted because there's so many people at home online. But I find that hard to believe because people were at home online a lot before.
It's not like people stopped. It's not like people weren't watching internet porn all this time.
Right.
I just think they're watching more of it now.
Oh shit! This just in.
What?
This is some breaking news. So I'm reading a message from Mickey Poucan, who's a legendary
French
surfer. French can't surf anymore.
Jeez. People are saying that's going to happen here too.
I don't fucking know, dude. Like I don't understand what does that do? Like, I just don't understand like what the significance of making it so that you couldn't go in. I mean,
it's to stop. I think it's to stop the gathering, as we saw in Florida, the brilliant people of Daytona Beach.
Jesus, dude. It's going to end up – that's what's going
to
fucking kill
me. But you know what? I can't say shit because I just went to 2 skate parks. Not that they were that crowded, but Yeah, that was just disheartening.
At any rate, that fucking sucks.
Like, yeah. I hope we can still surf.
No shit, dude, because it makes such a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about something for surf news.
Okay, go.
And this is great news. This is awesome news. The International Surfing Association was able to complete their 2020 AMP Surf ISA World Parasurfing Championships in La Jolla last week. And we've talked about this event before. This is the best surf event there is, period. This is where you have surfers that are visually impaired, physically impaired, one leg, no legs, no arms, etc. Mm-hmm. Full amputees, prosthetics, and they are the most psyched, positive, stoked group of surfers you will ever come across. So I want to say congratulations to Team Champions, Team USA, Team Brazil, Team Hawaii, crushing it. Team Spain got the, let me see, six other, Team Spain got the gold medal. So congratulations to Team Spain. And
yeah, Team Spain.
Go to ISA.org and check it out. Get stoked.
Check it out.
So that was my dip back into surf news. What else you got for nerd news for me, Ty?
Nerd news. Let's see. Oh, Westworld is back.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm in a dilemma, Todd.
What is the dilemma? There is no dilemma.
My girlfriend's never seen an episode.
Okay, then she has to go and watch.
She needs to be on quarantine. Back in the room, catching up on Westworld.
I will say this: is that I was blown away. It was so long since we dipped into that universe, and once you hear that like piano theme, remember when the skeletal hands playing the piano?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna start it. I'm just gonna tell her, don't worry about it. I'm just gonna start it. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if somebody who's never seen Westworld started Westworld season 3?
Well, it's kind of like it's a whole new
thing. Do they catch you up at all? Like, do they?
Yes, they do. But like,
you know what?
Briefly.
We're going in. She's just gonna have to deal with not knowing about the past, and that's fine.
That's one of those shows
where, and I could just picture this. My girlfriend is very smart. She's into it. But
okay,
can you imagine watching that with someone not as in tune, and they're going, "Wait, who is that?" Every 2 minutes. Wait, right. So is that a robot? That's when you go.
Well, that's isn't
hit
that
pause.
Part of it? It's like figuring out who the robot is.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Next week when we come back onto this podcast, I'll tell you how it went.
All right, and then also, and just in to conclude our nerd news. So this is deep. I mean, it's fitting for what we're talking about today, but the Xbox Series X, which is the next generation of Xbox, they've dropped their specs for what their new gaming system is going to be, and the PS5 dropped their specs today for that. And basically, it's, you could fly the frickin' space shuttle with the amount of power these things have. The graphics are going to be crazy. Things are looking good. If you want to maintain your social distancing, you'll be indoors a lot with these.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And I'll be switching to AT&T so I can even keep up.
That's right.
Damn it. Hey, Todd, it's been a pleasure. Right. I miss you. I hope I can see you in person soon. Let's go on a Super 73 ride together tomorrow, maybe?
I'll see you from a distance.
All right. I love you from a distance.
Okay.
Still the same,
Take
though.
Care.
Still the same as much as I love you in person and your body.
Yep.
When I can physically touch your body again, it's going to be a great day.
Hello, is this on still?
Yeah, I can't wait to physically touch you, see you again.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to send you a link right now. It's the president's going to send everyone $5,000.
Oh, sick. All right, yeah, send it over. I'll open it right away.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.